Welcome to The Prank Show. Tonight's prank show is brought to you by the letter V and the Prank Show HR department. Sponsored by Carl's Jr. Welcome to the first prank show. With me is Laugh Track Matt. Interning as our show producer is HBB. I'd like to dedicate this episode to Vien. He set up a Icecast server for me to do testing on all week to get ready for the show. He also found the Nicecast manual, which is the software I'm using for OS X to do the broadcast. This show will probably be terrible because I have been scrambling to get all of this shit together for the show all week, trying to move cords around, and it's just insane.
I'll move your cord around.
Thanks, Matt. Want to give some big shout-outs to Jesus. Through him, all things are possible.
Except the rapture.
And RBCP for giving me the show. You can check us out on cactiradio.com at The Prank Show, or go directly to cactiradio.com/prankshow. And I want to thank HBB for being my producer this evening and putting up placards on my iPad screen to keep me from rambling. And we want to thank Roxy for being a great mom and Rappy McRapperson for tons of great music.
I agree with all those.
Now, if you guys want to send any request to The Prank Show for anything, send it to rth@cactiradio.com. If you want to submit a prank idea, just make sure the subject line says prank idea. If you want to submit some music for me to play on the show, make the subject line music and be sure to add the MP3 because I don't want to be searching for any damn music. So if you want me to play it, send me the music or I'm going to block you for being an idiot.
You lazy bastard. YouTube.
That's right. We also have Trevor on the line. He's our third seat tonight, which is a great segue into my next little note here, which is every third Saturday, I'm going to have the third seat co-host open, which means I'm not going to kick you off. Like tonight, I'm not kicking Trevor off. Unless you're phenomenally annoying, and then I'm going to hang up on you like nobody's business.
Not phenomenally annoying, but most people describe me as interestingly obnoxious.
You seem like a likable cat to me.
But if you want to be co-host in the third seat, just send an email to rth@cactiradio.com with the subject line co-host. And of course, we've got shout-outs, plugs, all kinds of sponsorship we're going to be dropping on the air. So if you want to do a plug for something, send me an email with the subject plug. And if there's somebody that you want to wish a happy birthday to, or you've got an enemy that you want to give a shout out to, put shout out in the subject line. So this evening, I thought first off, we'd take a little time to find out who's on the air. So if you guys don't know me, I'm Rob the Hyena. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Rob Rayburn. If you're a DeviantArt person, you can find me at robrayburn.deviantart.com. I'm also on Twitter. If you can't figure out the pattern by now, you're a moron, and I don't want you to be my Twitter friend. There's a variety of other ways you can catch me, but I've given you more than enough information to stalk me, so figure it out. That cackling hyena in the background is Laugh Track Matt, Matt Hillock.
Matt Hillock at on Facebook.
Yeah, find him on Facebook.
And I'm 666-HILL0CK666 on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I don't have a fucking Twitter.
Is loving the Lulzsec right now. It's funny. You get a lot of stuff from them right now.
So now I'm going to move on to plugs, and I want to plug my t-shirt company, which is hyenateeth.com. If you're watching now on TinyChat, which is tinychat.com/phonelosers, you can see the shirt I'm wearing. It's one from my store. It says Ninja Chicks Kick Ass. So you should definitely go over to hyenateeth.com and buy a shirt from the store. Matt, was there anything you wanted to plug? Scat House of Doom, anything like that?
Oh, we can always go to... You can go to The Scat House on YouTube. I think the of Doom has been bold. It's just The Scat House. It's a horror movie review site. But yeah, big... And I'll be asking for revenge against the fuckers that have been wishing death on me. But that'll be in a later show.
All right. Anything you wanted to plug, Trevor?
Yes. I'm plugging rbcpraped.me. Every week I'm going to be forwarding that URL to something interesting or weird. Roxy's supposed to get back to me on something I asked her about today, if she had any ideas. And if you guys have any ideas, you know, definitely send them to me over Facebook. I mean, it could be Blue Waffles or Lemon Party or, you know, something even more interesting than something that's already been beaten to death.
Yeah.
Right.
I hear that shock images are a crime now somewhere. I read something about that. You don't have the breaking news music.
No, I don't have RBC breaking news music, but if people want to help out the show, we definitely could use all kinds of clips for things.
Yeah.
So if you got some good clip music for my soundboard, that would be awesome.
You got a call-in number yet?
Yes. Everybody who wants to call into the show, thank you, Matt. This is what a good co-host helps us do. If you want to call into the show, you can call in at 505-796-5695.
Or you could just not be living in 1990s and you could use Skype and call The Prank Show on Skype.
Yep, that's The Prank Show on Skype. Skype name The Prank Show. Figure it out.
How is that not taken?
Actually,
like, it's still ridiculous.
Actually, not only was The Prank Show not taken, but Prank Show wasn't taken either.
Yeah.
I have both of them, so if you...
I'm sure you lined it up, yeah.
If you add Prank Show, I'll never check it.
Is the producer not going to speak any this evening?
No, because she's on a closed channel and she only had one computer. She's going to get that taken care of next week, but she'll get on two computers so she can have one where people...
Are you guys just chatting back and forth?
No, she's just on video. If you guys want to check out what the studio looks like, if you want to get an idea of what HBB looks like as producer of the show, head over to cactiradio.com/prankshow. You can see a picture of my studio. She's on my iPad screen making signs and putting them in my face telling me I'm rambling.
You can also over to www.sexykitten.com. She's there too. She takes a MasterCard, Visa, and also American Express.
And since she's underage, you might want to make sure that the Fed isn't listening when you talk to her.
Yes.
I hope that you can all hear me chewing, too. Enjoy that.
You're always eating some little, like, nuts and berries and fancy little foods.
Yeah, well, I got Dunkin' Donuts tonight. I decided that I needed to.
Oh, you're like, fuck it, man.
Yeah, tonight I am definitely like, fuck it. I also bumped into something funny today while I was at the store and knocked it over. I bumped into Twinkies.
And Gatorade.
It gets much better. Yeah, I bumped into the Twinkies. And when they fell on the floor, I picked them up and I was going to put them back on the shelf. And when I put them on the shelf, I put them dead smack on top of the red Gatorade.
Nice.
Without even trying. Yeah. There'll be some pictures later up on Facebook if you want to check them out. I'll post those probably during the show.
You're always nude on Facebook. It creeps me out.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of naked pictures of me. It does get a little crazy.
Seen some of you with Bill Clinton.
There's some crazy shit that I'm getting sent in on Skype.
I've seen those. And, you know, it's not your fault. Just like it's not Monica's. It's not yours. It's Bill's.
Well, I see a shout-out request here. So I'll definitely give a shout-out request to afterthetone.org because that's the end's site.
Oh, yeah.
This show is definitely dedicated to the end. Oh, we have a call. Let's see. It's an unknown number. Should we take it? Let's see.
Yeah.
Hello, unknown number. Are you a phone winner?
Phonewinner.com.
Sorry, I already beat you to the punch, buddy. You should definitely go to phonewinnerswithaz.com and see all of our great articles. That's phonewinners, ending in a Z, dot com.
Phonewinners.com.
Yes, definitely.
Phonewinners.com.
You should definitely go there.
Phonewinners.com for all your forever alone needs.
Yes.
We have a payphone connected to our shitty PBX.
They certainly do.
Yeah. The best was the picture of that guy in the fucking, his like Christmas suit. Like, that shit was priceless.
It was good stuff.
Yeah.
you guys can't see it, but HBB is throwing up some funny shit.
Yeah. She's great. Her little dance pictures are fantastic. Or she can hear me. Your pictures are fantastic, kid.
Matt, if you haven't done it, you definitely should go to cactiradio.com/prankshow and check out the art.
The drawing?
Yes.
I already have. I liked it.
It's you and me, buddy.
Yeah, I know. We both look like Asian girls, but it's still hot.
I make a hot Asian girl. I don't know what you're talking about.
I do, too. And I like that I have a monster face on my chest.
Yeah, you are a cute, cute chick.
Yeah, I know. Nick, it's awesome.
You are quite the beauty, I must say.
I've got a nice rack because I'm a fat guy. That's a good segue to dead air.
What's that?
I said that's a good segue to dead air.
Yeah, pretty much.
I got to get used to this flooding of phone calls that I'm not accepting, so.
Oh, just accept them.
I'm getting flooded with too many. I can tell it's just phone winners flooding me from their PBX.
Wow, they get like $3,000 without even leaving the house.
That's right. I'm going to play something now because this is a test of some software I'm using. So I'm going to wait for HBB to tell me she can hear it on the stream. But I'm going to play a prank call we did a couple days ago because the rest of tonight's prank calls that we're going to do live are going to be dedicated to 7-Eleven. So when HBB tells me we can hear this, then I'll know it's good to go.
Yes, this is Tommy Long.
This is Roy from the CDC. We had a little problem. Have you had any complaints this evening about anyone getting sick from drinking any of your Gatorade?
I don't know actually about that. They may have complained in the morning and I don't know.
Hey buddy, what's your name?
Cobra.
Cobra?
G-A-U-R-N-D.
I'm going to call you Cobra. Hey Cobra, listen.
If you open
Gatorade is contaminated. Go into the refrigerator and tell me how many red Gatorades you have in the fridge.
They're running off a host
Take
Gatorade.
Take the phone with you.
Get stretch.
Yeah, I've got my supervisor and one of the other subordinates on the line here. We're all going to make sure to talk to you and confuse the shit out of you.
Small one or the big one?
Look, just count all the Gatorades you have in the fridge. Count them all and bring them over and read some stuff on the labels to me.
Hey, Roy, it's just the red ones, right?
Just get the red ones.
All of them?
Yeah, get all the red ones in the fridge. It's not difficult.
The small and the big ones, right?
Yeah, small, big, don't matter. Yeah. You might need to mix them with the blue ones.
You should, like, open the lids and pour them out.
Yeah, he's gonna have to.
I need you to get a bucket. It's important. I don't want you to make a mess on the floor.
The sink will work.
Well, no, I need to be able to hear him do it. Do you have, like, a mop bucket? Nice dirty mop bucket?
Yeah.
Go get the mop bucket and bring it over. I need you to pour all the red Gatorade into the mop bucket. There might be something in the Gatorade and we need you to sift through it.
There's a metal contaminant.
There's all kinds of dirty phone winners contaminants.
And plutonium.
Don't tell him there's plutonium. He'll want to use it.
Indians are not Arabs. Get your racism.
One towel's as good as the next.
Dark, dark, dark.
Yo, buddy, did you get the mop bucket? Let's go.
Yeah, I'm pouring it into a bucket.
Good job. Pour it all into the bucket.
Is this really happening, or am I imagining it?
We had metal springs in the factory. Do you see any?
May I know who you are?
This is Harry Pristipana from the 7-Eleven CDC head office. Made up place.
LOL department.
Can you tell me your name again?
Yeah, Harry.
Can you spell it?
Yeah, sure. It's H-A-R-R-Y, Harry.
H-A-R-R-Y, Harry?
Yeah, Harry.
What's your last name?
Yeah, just put down Roy. R-O-Y, Harry Roy.
Are you from the CDC?
No, I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate CDC made-up department. You need to write out the whole name of the department. 7-Eleven CDC made-up department of people and labor.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
That's the 7-Eleven CDC made-up department of people and labor. Did you get all that, Cobra?
Yeah.
Good job. Now, how you doing on that Gatorade? Did you get all the springs out?
I'm just pouring it one by one.
Good job. Keep doing that. Pour it one by one, and you look for springs.
Do you have a magnet around that you can actually put in the bucket that would attract the springs because they are magnetic?
Oh, come on. That's not believable, Legend. He'll never buy that.
No, that's good. I've got my technical advisor, Legend. He's a legend within our department, and he knows exactly how to sift this out. He wants you to go to your section where you keep refrigerator magnets, and I want you to throw all the refrigerator magnets you have into the bucket of red Gatorade. Can you do that, Cobra? And if possible, take a picture with your phone and post it on Tumblr.
I wonder if he has a cell phone and he could take pictures and send it to us of the
Gatorade.
Oh, God bless.
Do you have a cell phone? I think you're breaking up. I'm losing you.
I hear liquid.
I need to verify the contents. I need you to take a photo for me. Hurry up.
What's he dumping in there? I wasn't paying attention.
Gatorade.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, Cobra, do you have a cell phone? The phone that you're using there is breaking up, and I need to verify that the contents were dumped in there, and I need to be able to see them to see if I can see any of the springs. Cobra, this is the part where you talk.
I don't have it now. It's well, I don't have the battery.
You don't have the battery? Good job, man. Way to go. I'm going to have to report that to your supervisor that you didn't have an emergency phone on hand. That wasn't very good.
I have a cell phone.
Okay. Do you need to charge it? Is there a charger there somewhere in the store? Go ahead and just rip one of those chargers right open and charge up your phone.
It's an Indian version, so it's not. I don't have the.
Oh, great! Yeah, because we're not in Glockhakistan, so unfortunately it's not going to work. That's terrific. Good job. Is there anything that you know how to do correctly?
You can come in here. That would be a great.
Or we're in the corporate office in Chicago. Listen, can you continue pouring the Gatorade into more buckets? Just the red Gatorade.
Well, easy for me. On the cell phone, I have customers coming on.
Fuck the customers.
Yeah, fuck them. This is more important. This is like a matter of national security.
This is a national 7-Eleven security Twinkie breach. Do you know what a Twinkie breach is?
Jerry must be.
You don't want a Twinkie breach on your hands.
It's like a regular breach, but with Twinkies.
You don't want a 7-Eleven Twinkie breach on your hands. The only way to stop a Twinkie breach, and we call it that, is because we actually use Twinkies to stop the breach. How many packets of Twinkies do you have there at the store right now?
Gatorade?
Twinkies. You know Twinkies, the yellow cake with the cream inside? How many Twinkies do you have?
What do you want me to do? Now you're saying that. Well,
Gatorade,
now you think
pee-pee? No, not pee-pee. I said, God damn it, I said Twinkies. I need you to go get some Twinkies. You know what Twinkies are?
Blimpy?
Twinkies.
Yeah, Twinkie, right.
Do you know what a Twinkie is?
Yeah, It's a Hostess cake.
Yeah, exactly. Go get some Hostess cakes. We need to use them to help get the springs out because the springs are radioactive. So go get some Twinkies. I need you to bring over like 5 packs. I need you to throw them in the Gatorade.
So Devin, soak it in the Gatorade?
Yeah, put the Twinkies in the Gatorade.
It's like a witch's brew.
It's called Super Yummy. You should be making this right now, Twinkie Brew.
The Twinkies are absorbent. They're porous. They will soak up the metal.
Look, it's really important you put as many Twinkies in there as you can because, first of all, you shouldn't be doing this, and second of all, you shouldn't be doing this. So make sure you do it a lot. Sir, Cobra, listen, buddy. You get those Twinkies in there or what? You got the Twinkies
in there? Yeah, I got the Twinkies.
All right. Do you have a plunger? You need to really grind the Twinkies in order to get up the hazardous materials.
I don't understand why you want me to do.
You need to take the plunger and you need to crush the Twinkies into the Gatorade mix. Once the Twinkies are mushed in there, we're going to pour the Gatorade back into the bottle.
How many containers of Gatorade did you pour out?
Yo, Cobra, how many Gatorade bottles did you pour into the dirty mop bucket?
I think 15, 20 of them. 15 or 20.
Holy shit, man. That's crazy.
Good job. Good job. Good job, Cobra.
You're doing good. And keeping this nation safe.
How many Hostess Twinkies did you put into the dirty mop bucket filled with red Gatorade?
5.
Do you have any other Hostess cakes? I've been advised that they'll also work well. Maybe some Little Debbies or some Ring-Dings or some Ho-Hos. You can throw them all in there.
Oh, I don't have the plunger.
Does your location have those toilet brushes that you scrub the toilet with? Go get a toilet brush. It'll work fine. By the way, you should not be doing this, Cobra, so stop.
Sorry, I can't help you. I've got someone waiting. It would be great if you come.
Let me speak to the customer, sir. Hand the phone to the customer.
He's the police.
We've got to make him aware.
Wait, no, this is perfect. It's the police.
I don't understand why you want me to do it.
Hand me the phone. Hand the phone to the customer, sir. Hand the phone to the policeman.
Is it a police officer?
Is it a police officer?
Hand the phone to the officer.
Put the police officer on the phone. It's important. Oh, shit. This is bad.
What? Sound allowance? What? I don't know. Is there some problem with the gateway?
I don't talk on the store phone.
You listen what he said?
Explain to them that we have a dot matrix printer.
If he does not talk on the store phone, I've authorized you not to serve him. He has to talk on the phone. Give the phone back to the officer, sir.
What is with this guy?
By the way, as I said, it's really important you don't do any of this.
Don't listen to us, sir. We're pranksters.
It's important that you use common sense and don't do anything we told you.
We should let him serve some customers so the store is empty and we can get him to do more.
I feel like this guy would stick his hand up his ass and think it's going for us.
Hello.
Yo, what's up?
How many customers do you have there currently, sir?
I think it's only 2 customers, but I have work left, and when the morning when the manager comes, he sees that work is not done.
You can skip some of the work because you're working for us, so it's okay. We just need you to pour out the rest of the Gatorade, like all of the Gatorade from the cooler. All of it has to be poured out.
You fucking dickneck.
Is his name really Cobra?
I don't know. That's what I thought it was, so now we call him Cobra.
Oh,
that's his name now.
Cobra, are you there?
Yes.
10-4, roger that, Cobra.
Cobra Commander.
I'm searching for the brush, toilet brush.
What are you searching for?
Toilet brush.
Oh.
Common sense?
That's a good idea. It's right next to the common sense on the shelf.
We've got to have him spell his name so we can check back in a week and see if he's still there.
We're going to want you to repackage that Gatorade after you're done.
We're dicks.
They have window scrapers.
Oh, yeah. Window scrapers will work just fine. You can mix that shit together.
Is that like a euphemism?
A mop broom would work also.
But just don't touch it.
Okay, then it just gets a little long there, and he just talks a lot to us about how we're very confusing. The basic premise of that call was that even though we told that guy that it was a terrible idea to put Gatorade and Twinkies in a bucket, he still just decided it was a
dirty mop bucket, which is a euphemism for something.
It's a euphemism for the letter that this show is brought to you by.
Yes.
And we have RBCP on the tiny chat, everybody, and we want to give him another shout out and say thank you, RB, for letting me have
the
show.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. So if you're not in Tiny Chat, you should get your ass there now. It's tinychat.com/phonelosers. And I think he was going to join the conversation. Here he comes.
It'll crash my computer if I go there.
Hey, Brad Carter.
Hi, Rob. Is this where the teleconference is?
Yes,
Brad Carter. This is where your stalker is.
You were hilarious in that call, by the way. All your little commentary.
Thanks. I'm glad I was, because I don't remember any of that.
Was I helpful at all? No.
Yeah, you were. It was your suggestion for the red Gatorade, Matt. Otherwise, he would have poured out every bottle he had in the store.
You're always awesome, Matt. Hey, Rob, I got here late. Can you replay your theme song? I didn't hear it.
Oh, Brad did not get to hear the theme song.
No, it's okay. Awesome. You don't have to.
Oh, God.
It's awesome. Do it.
No, I'd love to replay the theme song. I built it with HBB.
Isn't that illegal?
Me and her have been working on building a baby.
We call it it's the sound wave. Like the robot from Transformers, it's the sound wave intro. So everybody shut the fuck up and listen.
Sounds very HBB-like. That's pretty great.
It's not quite him, but it's pretty damn close.
I want HBB and you to do my theme show, my theme song now for the phone show. You just have to go, but congratulations on the show and all that. Bye!
Okay, so now we're going to call up some 7-Elevens that Trevor provided us. And hopefully I don't go off the air completely because my cats ripped my cords out. And this will also be my first attempt at adding numbers on Skype 5, so this should be crazy. I gotta remember that.
What state are we calling?
California.
Calling Las Vegas. We're calling the 3500 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas 7-Eleven location.
Should you act like a gay?
You know what, Matt? You should take this one. All you, buddy. Yeah. Here we go.
Tell them you're Rick from Pawn Stars.
Oh, definitely. Tell them you're Rick from Pawn Stars. Matt and myself and anybody else who's going to DEF CON, and if you're not going to DEF CON, you're a dick neck.
I like that you're using dick neck.
We're going to be visiting the Pawn Stars at their gold and silver pawn shop.
An hour in line, and them to not be there because I was there in Vegas and I met him at the pawn shop show that we were selling pawn shop software for. And if you go to his shop, it's an hour and a half wait and they're never there.
Oh, well, that blows.
I have pictures. You can see them because you're on my Facebook friends. You can see my Vegas pictures. I have a picture of Rick. I have a picture where he signed my ticket. You can take a look at that.
All right, well, cool. Well, now that Trevor's made that announcement, I'm going to once again try to add this number, and we'll take it from there. So here we go. Oh, that's right. I got to press enter twice. It's terrible. You take it, Matt. Anything you want to talk about.
Okay.
7-Eleven.
Hi, is this the location on Rainbow Boulevard?
Rainbow and Spring Mountain.
Yeah, my car just... The car's taking a piss. What kind of, like, motor lubricants do you have?
You'll have to hold on, okay?
Yeah, can you go check them out? Come on, you cunt. There's steam coming out of this damn engine and everything. This girl don't care.
Hurry the fuck up.
Hey, gorgeous.
You talking to me, handsome?
Yeah.
Where are you going to go with this motor oil tip?
I'm thinking this.
Bitch, pick up the phone.
Hurry the fuck up.
Ma'am? Oh, thanks, guys.
That's okay, Matt. We'll call her back for you.
Oh, you got to pull yeah. I think we got yeah. disconnected.
No, why don't you just shout at her now? And say you hung up on my friend because he's a gay.
Yeah, why don't you make fun of her for being a homosexual
woman?
Hater? That too, but I would just say you can yell at her for...
Being a 7-Eleven employee and homophobic.
Yeah, for being a homophobic 7-Eleven employee.
I...
Hello?
Wow. Wow. Just pick up and hang up.
Wow, that bitch just, she didn't like you, Matt. All right, we'll try another Vegas yeah. location. This is.
I get a lot of that from girls.
Samantha, since you were going to yell at the other one, I will now let you say whatever you want to this one. This is the South Maryland Parkway, Las Vegas, 7-Eleven.
Okay. Belch track, Matt.
I'm trying to fucking help out the dead air.
Where's HBB at?
She's silently working.
Yes.
My wife has a question for you.
Yes.
Hello? Hi, this is kind of, awkward for me to ask. Do you have, personal care products there?
Personal care products? What kind?
Ooh, okay. I don't really feel, comfortable saying it. Like, what kind do you have? Sir?
Just a moment.
Okay.
What kind of...
Like, I don't want to say it. You know, it's for the personal, for the man and the man, or the man and the woman.
What kind of Playdex, like that?
Ooh, no. You know what I mean. The personal, the bedroom products.
I don't know what you mean.
It goes inside and it makes everything wet, you know. Like grease, but not. It's for the bedroom.
You know what? Can you call back again? I had a lot of customer here. I don't know.
No. I need the personal care products, please.
What kind? I don't know what kind do you want.
Do you have the lube?
Yeah, we have.
Well, what kind?
Trojan.
No, that's not the lube. That's the condom. I need the lube. And don't say it. You're going to make me embarrassed.
We don't have it here.
Why not? Do you have oil? Olive oil?
We don't have.
Ooh. What about chocolate syrup?
Right, goodbye. I have a lot of
Do not hang up this phone. Do you have chocolate syrup?
We don't have.
Strawberry syrup?
We don't have.
Oh, dear. Oh, mustard?
We don't have.
Ketchup?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm busy here. No, I have a lot of customers.
I swear I will call your manager right back and complain if you do not stay on this phone right now.
All right. I'm sorry. You just called back after 30 minutes.
No. Time is money.
Oh, he did not like you. All right, I got another one here. Trevor, would you like to do one?
Maybe.
Well, I heard HBB was going to call in directly, so let's go ahead and just add her. She has been a great producer, and she did her job excellently, and now we're just doing calls, so let's add her in.
All right.
You have a remote producer.
You have a remote producer by having a closed feed to them so they can yell at you and bang on your iPad screen.
Who are we calling?
We're going to call the Wyoming Avenue in Las Vegas.
What are they?
That's the 7-Eleven number.
All right.
Love it.
Ring.
7-Eleven, that's Carrie.
Hi, ma'am. Look, I was in there earlier today, and I left a wallet.
Nobody's turned in a wallet, honey.
I left a wallet, and I also left my daughter. I had a I had a child there with me.
Okay, yeah, honey, nobody turned in a wallet, is what I'm saying.
I drove away, and she was like, not in the task. I was like, that was the last place I was, so, have you seen a child, like, 3 years or younger?
$199. Honey, nobody turned in a wallet to me.
Ma'am, hello? Yes. Can you hear me? I picked up the phone, Uncle Roy. My uncle left his wallet and my niece there. Have you seen
your
a little girl? Yeah, he left his wallet and our...
I left a little girl there. I pulled out, the little seat was empty, and I don't know what to do. It's the last place I was at.
That's the end of that chapter.
Shows how much retail employees pay attention. Yeah. No wallet. All right, bye.
No wallet. Oh, you left a kid.
Oh, you left
fuck
a kid
you.
And a wallet?
Fuck you. Hang anyway, up.
Wallet.
The best was in Rappy said, I saw this wild-eyed child with big saucer eyes staring at me from the alleyway. But I want no police. No police involvement. I just want to make things right.
I'm going to take a Las Vegas one and see how they fare, so everybody shut the fuck up.
I
do the East Coast. They'll challenge you to fight.
Everybody visit cacti.radio.com/prankshow. You can see the studio.
Hello, 7-Eleven?
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office.
Yeah?
We have a problem this evening. There's been a report from several customers of cockroaches.
Wait a minute.
Who am I speaking to? Is this the manager?
Oh, manager's not here. He's going to come back. He's in the morning time. He's Monday to Friday, morning 8:30 to 2:30.
What's your name?
This is Farouk. Farouk?
Baruch?
Yep.
This is one of those examples of it is Baruch, so we need to fix it.
Sure.
It's one of those examples of it is broke, so we need to fix it. We've had several reports of cockroaches at your location. I'm going to need you to take the phone to the bathroom with you and tell me what you see there.
I'm sorry?
You need to take the phone into the bathroom with you and tell me what you see in the bathroom. That's where we've had reports of cockroaches, in the bathroom.
Okay, call in the morning time when the manager is here, okay?
No, I can't call in the morning. When the corporate office calls you in the middle of the night, it's because it's really important. Now,
okay,
we're going
to... The manager only knows those things, so you have to talk to the manager.
No, it's not the manager. I don't need the manager. You need to go into the bathroom and see if there's cockroaches in the bathroom. This doesn't take a manager to do that. He uses common sense. Did this dick just hang up on us?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, we're going to call him back, because it doesn't take a manager to look into a fucking bathroom. It takes fucking common sense.
A lot of 7-Elevens don't have bathrooms.
Oh.
Where do the employees piss?
They have bathrooms, but they're not for people.
Yeah,
but they do all have the rollers with hot dogs.
Bathrooms aren't for people. Laugh track mats, right? The bathrooms are for dogs.
Hello.
Is this 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
This is Roy from the corporate office. I think we were disconnected.
Okay. Then what do you want to do?
If you have cockroaches in the store, I'm going to have to close you down immediately. I think the best thing for you to do is to just tell all the customers that are currently in the store to leave and just close the doors.
Close the door?
Yeah, close the door. Because you've got cockroaches, so you can't be selling food with cockroaches in the store.
Where?
Cockroaches everywhere. Do you carry Twinkies in the store?
You talk to manager too early in the morning, okay?
I'm talking to you, all right?
Okay, my friend. Okay.
No, yeah, not your friend. I'm not your friend. I'm your boss. And I'm telling you to go get some Twinkies and open them up.
Okay, you are my boss. Yeah.
Who's the boss?
Okay, I call him.
Who's the boss?
Wait,
I'm your boss.
Wait a moment.
Yeah, do that. You should do that. Hurry up. All this fucking dead air is killing me, man. Hurry up. Hurry the fuck up. Let's go.
We're dicks.
He's just ringing people up.
Oh my god, what a bastard.
Hell, you there?
Cobra!
Cobra!
Look, are you calling your manager right now? Because look, I'm breaking in on this. You're selling like hot dogs that are like 18 months out of date. We have
just
you on camera.
Seriously, this is not going anywhere.
I'm with HPV. We're gonna hang up on this dick.
Cobra! Cobra!
Shut up! He's right. Not gonna listen.
Where is the hang up button? That's all I wanna know.
You got the hang up sound.
Hello? Yes?
Yeah, buddy. Good. Did you get your manager?
Early in the morning, you talked to manager. He was gone.
All right, fine. Shut the fuck up and hang up the phone.
You told him.
There, I found the hang up button.
That went on way long.
HBB, you take this one.
What is it?
The 7-Eleven.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
I was just here a little while ago, and I noticed that there was a package, or several packages of Twinkies and Gatorade open up in the back.
What time you coming here?
Came around 6.
No, I come in like 7 o'clock. Other guy going left or right. I don't know.
I can't understand you. Speak English, please.
I speak English here. You buy stop? Does you buy stop here 6 o'clock?
Yes, I stopped in here about 6 o'clock.
Yes, but I not working 6 o'clock. Okay.
What?
I say I not working 6 o'clock. Guy working. He's left.
Look, sir, I came in there at around 6 o'clock this afternoon, okay? And I noticed that some of the packages in the back were open, specifically the Twinkies and a couple of bottles of Gatorade. Now, I'm not sure if they were chewed through or just opened through with tiny little fingers, but...
I don't know, ma'am. You come here, then talk to with me here, okay? Not talk to...
Look, I'm not...
Cobra! Cobra! All right, I want the next one.
All right. I wonder how many more Arabs we can get this evening.
That's all 7-Elevens, always.
I hope I get an Arab. If I get a white person, I don't want it.
They're not Arabs, they're Indians.
Whatever.
It's all the same to me, bruh.
They're all sniggers.
Sorry, HBB, but apparently they don't think that anything bad can happen to Twinkies.
Silly customer! You cannot hurt a Twinkie!
All right, here you go, Samantha.
All right, if it's a white person, Matt takes it. I just want an Arab.
All right, fine.
Okay, that sounds fair.
Oh, I'm going to give myself some more coffee.
You pussy.
12 o'clock in the fucking midnight drinking
drink
coffee.
Drink some whiskey.
Hello?
Hello?
7-Eleven.
Hi, which store number is this?
This is a store number 3.
Okay, great. Are you going to be the night crew manager?
Ma'am, well, we don't have a manager, but I'll pass you to him. Hello?
Hello, is this the night crew manager?
Manager is not here. Who's calling?
I'm calling from Linden Shipping. I just had to let you know that you're getting an extra order of taquitos in the morning. So you have to lower the price of your hot dogs in half tonight because you're getting a double shipment tomorrow morning.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
We have to order it.
No, you're getting a double shipment because we're overstocked here at the warehouse. So do you know how to customize the price of an item?
No, I don't know about that.
You don't know how to change the price of an item?
No.
You don't know.
A hot food item is going to change price?
I have no idea what the fuck you just said.
Okay.
Repeat it, please.
I say, hold on a second.
A lot of item is good change price tonight.
Who?
A lot of item change the price.
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with now?
This is Henry.
Great, I'm getting every employee in the store. This is Christine from Linden Shipping calling. We needed to let you know that we're overstocked in the hot dogs and we're doubling up all the stores tomorrow. To compensate for it, we're putting all the hot dogs at half price. So I just asked him if he knows how to manually change the price of an item, but he doesn't speak fucking English, so maybe you can help me.
Yeah, they have to load it in the mainframe. It won't be a manager here until 7 a.m. to load it.
You don't know how to do it on the register, or how to make signs?
We can change it on the register. We can ring it up manually on the register.
All right, and do you know how to make signs to advertise it as well?
Yes.
All right, so you need to advertise it at 50% off starting now until supplies are at a manageable level after tomorrow's shipment.
No, okay.
All right, that's all I needed. I didn't know why it was so difficult.
No, okay then. He didn't understand what you were saying.
All right. I'm glad I got a white person. Okay,
no, okay then.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, good shit.
Samantha, that was fantastic.
Thank you. I try.
That's going to be ending on a high note.
Yeah. That's going to be the show. You guys can check out highlights and show notes and various other things as they get posted on cactiradio.com/prankshow. And be sure to like Cacti Radio on Facebook. And yes, you can check out facebook.com/thesamantha. If anybody would like to create some outro music for us, they can definitely do that by emailing it to rth@cactiradio.com.